What does Christmas tell us about God? What does Christmas tell us about where to find God? What does Christmas tell us about being found by God, about who we are? As we prepared for Christmas this past Sunday, we used these words for the lighting of our Advent wreath to describe how God comes to us. Not in mighty places of power, but in little Bethlehem in a room out back. Not born in nobility and wealth, but of Mary and Joseph who pondered and planned. Nothing will be impossible for God, but when and where we least expect it, look among the straw and the stars. Look among the straw and the stars. These words engage my imagination. Where is the straw? What is the straw of my life, of your life, of our world? And what does it mean to say that the stars speak to us of God, as they did long ago in Bethlehem, and here and now? Nothing will be impossible for God, but when and where we least expect it, look among the straw and the stars. The shepherds were not expecting to meet the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us, that night. God shows up in our lives too, when we're thinking about other things, when we least expect it. Those words speak of the two aspects of God we celebrate tonight, that God is in the straw and God is in the stars. God is in every room out back and every humble beginning. God is down to earth. This is the truth of Christmas. This is so even as God is the creator of the universe and the savior of the world. These aspects of God are wrapped up together for us and given as a gift, the gift of Christmas. God is always near us, as close as our breath. And God is also much more than we can understand. The amazing gift of Christmas, God coming to dwell with us, is why we're here tonight to celebrate this together. And it's good we can be together. We come to celebrate the one who wants to know us and love us intimately and forever. The one who wants this so much that God became human and was born among us as one of us. The nativity of Jesus, the incarnation of God. What angels announced long ago and have announced countless times and in countless ways since is still a mystery. A mystery that invites our wonder and our curiosity. As with most things about faith and religion, I think wonder and curiosity are to be valued more than having all the answers. This is a night to wonder and to be curious about what Christmas means for us. Wonder and curiosity, isn't that what the shepherds had? The shepherds said to each other, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place." Every year we go again to Bethlehem to see, to rejoice, to join with each other and people all over the world who celebrate Christmas. We go with hope and expectation. And as the story goes, the shepherds were first greeted by an angel who said, "Do not be afraid." It is a fearful thing to have angels appear and speak. But they were there to bring good news, unbelievable news. After waiting and hoping for so long, on this day the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord had come as a baby into the world. The glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But then they hear the invitation, and they decide to go. Go and check it out. Why not? What do they have to lose? And what if it's true? Well, they want to see for themselves. They want to see the baby. God's invitation comes to us. This invitation to come and see is always there. Come and see among the straw and the stars. And at Christmas, we hear angels whisper to us as we sing our great hymns of joy and pray together. How do those hymns, the readings we've heard, how do they strike you this Christmas? Do you hear something new or in a deeper or different way? This may be God giving you a gift this Christmas especially for you. Yes, the story is the same, but we are invited to receive it anew every year. We are different than we were last year. Our world is different than it was. Christ is born for us tonight, right where we are, in this time and in this place, in this world, our world, which gives us joy in many ways, but also worries us and can invoke fear in us. So listen to that angel say, "Do not be afraid." We've been preparing to meet the baby Jesus again. We've been preparing the manger of our hearts for Jesus. What can we give Jesus? We're not the wise men or the shepherds, but we can give our hearts. And what's going on in your heart tonight? All that is in your heart, all the gifts you offer and all that challenges you, your joy, your pain, your heart is the place where the baby Jesus wants to rest, to be with you. For this moment, for these circumstances, this is why Jesus was born. To be the light of the world, to show us the way. Lyrics to a hymn, Mary's Child, speak of the Christmas light in this way. Born in the night, Mary's child, a long way from your home. Coming in need, Mary's child, born in a borrowed room. Clear shining light, Mary's child, your face lights up our way. Light of the world, Mary's child, dawn on our darkened day. Truth of our life, Mary's child, you tell us God is good. Yes, it is true, Mary's child, dawn on our darkened day. The birth of Jesus shows us the truth of our life in many ways, shows us how our lives and God's life are connected, which has implications for every aspect of our life and our world. Richard Rohr, in his book, What the Mystics Know, Seven Pathways to Your Deeper Self, describes this as all personhood, all human personhood, is real and organic, is participation in the one personhood that is God. That our personhood is wrapped up in God's personhood. Rohr goes on to say, we play our God's image in the sense of expressing, we play our God's image in a myriad of ways. We express God in the world. That's beautiful, challenging, maybe a little intimidating. As much as we want to hold the baby Jesus, God came to show us who we are by holding us through the life of Christ. God needs us to know how much we are loved and how much we are connected to God, how dramatically our lives are part of God's life. As Joan Chittister puts it, the Creator has taken on the flesh and blood of creation in order to bring us to assert the divinity in ourselves. In the Christmas story, we see God become helpless, become like us, become subject to the tensions of growth, become flesh, so we might have the confidence to recognize that we have the stuff it takes to become like God. And it doesn't take much time watching the news to know that God needs this from us, to know how special, how the divine spark is in each one of us, how God, Emmanuel, God with us, is here to show us the way to make this world a more peaceful, just place for all. God wants us to know of God's love and care and eternal connection. God came to us as in vulnerability, as a baby, to live the fullness of the human experience so that we can live in the fullness of the divine forever. Christmas is really about eternity. God took a big risk in being born a vulnerable baby, but it was worth it to help us, to know us, to help us know who we are, and to be there for us in the straw as well as the stars. I conclude with these words from Bernard of Clairvaux. Let us pray. You have come to us as a small child, but you have brought us the greatest of all gifts, the gift of eternal love. Caress us with your tiny hands, embrace us with your tiny arms, and pierce our hearts with your soft, sweet cries. Amen.